With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal Reserve holding interest rates steady, as expected by the markets and economists, adding the Iran war economic impact remains to be seen.
The implications of events in the Middle East for the U.S. economy are uncertain. In the near term, higher energy prices will push up overall inflation, but it is too soon to know the scope and duration of the potential effects on the economy.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank envisions one rate cut next year, but it all depends on a number of factors.
The forecast is that we will be making progress on inflation, not as much as we had hoped, but some progress on inflation. It should come as we start to see in the middle of the year progress on tariffs, going through once and then tariff inflation coming down. We should be seeing that. And, the rate forecast is conditional on the performance of the economy. So if we don't see that progress, then you won't see the rate cut.
Well, the nation's top intelligence official says that Iran's government appears to still be intact after 3 weeks of war.
In testimony before Congress, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard said the U.S.-Israeli military campaign has taken a toll on the Iranian regime.
The IC assesses the regime in Iran appears to be intact but largely degraded.
But she also told members of the Senate Intelligence Committee,
Iran and its proxies continue to attack U.S. and allied interests in the Middle East.
Gabbard said, if a hostile regime survives, Iran will seek to begin a years-long effort to rebuild its missiles and drone forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
American companies will be allowed to do business with Venezuela's state-owned oil and gas company after the Treasury Department eased sanctions with a few limitations Wednesday, as the Trump administration looks for ways to boost world oil supplies during the war. This is SRN News. Americans have very few qualms about gambling. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has been asking people around the world whether or not they consider betting to be immoral. Here in the U.S., 70% say no, it's not a violation of any moral code. Compare that to South Korea, where 78% of adults think gaming is morally unacceptable, as do 72% in Nigeria and 66% in Greece. With the NCAA basketball tournament this month, betting in this country is expected to surge. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pew Research Center releasing a new study of religious diversity around the globe. It finds that for a sheer number of different religions within one country, nobody beats Singapore. U.S. places 32nd on the overall religious diversity list, but among the largest nations on earth, it is number one, followed by Nigeria and Russia. This is SRN News. A Macy's refresh? Well, it's starting to pay off. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Macy's is reporting stronger than expected profits from the crucial fourth quarter of last year, and comparable sales are up again. The department store says an overhaul of its merchandise and improved customer service is leading to more spending by shoppers. The company, which also operates upscale Bloomingdale's and the beauty chain Blue Mercury, offered a mixed outlook for the year, projecting sales above Wall Street expectations while remaining conservative on the outlook on profits. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
J.P. Morgan Chase making a new wealth advising push for athletes at every income level so their money lasts longer. The bank wants to reach people early, including college athletes, and also targeting professionals nearing retirement who may stop playing in their early 30s. More details at srnnews.com.